Not a day has gone by without some news regarding the name of Owen Doyle as the manager of Chesterfield Football Club. What is the latest in your mind as to his future?
To be fair to yourselves, and that I was going to come in and say to everyone I'm not going to speak about it, because one of the problems you have with this transfer window and speculation, it becomes not a daily thing but an hourly thing, and it can be disrespectful not just to Owen but to the rest of the players and us as a club. And I think eventually we've got to draw some kind of line under it to say that obviously no one will be leaving our club until it's right for the club and it's right for the player, you know, etc. You know, I can't get involved in all kinds of speculation and different stuff. I think that's just for other people to do. I think the best thing for us to do is to tell people from now that when we've got something to announce, we'll have something to announce. If we don't have something to announce, I'm sure we'll be quite happy to do that as well.
Has he said out to you then about what he wants his future to be?
Yeah, he wants to play for Real Madrid like the rest of them. Not at all. Owen's a great lad. We're very lucky with Owen. You know, we've had him now for a couple of years with us. We're very, very lucky. He's no different from the rest of the lads in any way, shape or form in terms of treatment, work ethic, etc. You know, Owen's very appreciative of the fact that he's got a lot of good players around him that help him to get to where he is today. Like where he is today, he must keep working hard at his game and doing the right things, getting involved in the other side of the football, which is the way of the world now, I suppose, will only result in Owen losing confidence, form and scoring goals. So I just wish people had let him be. I wish we could get on with trying to be successful ourselves instead of worrying about making everyone else better. If the day comes when he leaves, I'm sure our chairman will accept whatever bid he thinks is right.
Final question on this. We'll move on to something else in a moment. Given that there is no interest, clubs have started to comment about it, do you look for a contingency, plan B, with whatever fund you might get from this to replace Doyle?
We're always looking for players. You know, we're always looking for players. I don't understand why clubs conduct themselves in the media and speak about other people's players. I never will. I never, ever will. I'll never understand that. I think there's a right way and a wrong way to do stuff. I think doing your laundry in the media is the wrong way to do it. You know, at any club today, as Luis Suarez proved at Liverpool, players have the price. If you want to meet a price for someone to sell you their player, go and do it. Do it properly and then announce to the press that a lad's leaving. But to have continuous speculation, and I don't know what clubs you're talking about, by the way, you've declared whatever they've declared, you know, but it's not really correct, is it?
Changing tack. We spoke the last time I was sat here about Jimmy Ryan. Two things. One, how is he fitness-wise for this weekend?
Is he leaving now or is he
fit? I don't know. You tell me. Is he? No, I'm only kidding. In terms of his fitness for playing against Port... No one knows.
No one knows. He's not fit and he's not leaving.
Right. So he's not available for this weekend's match.
No.
How's his contract situation left at the minute then?
Again, I'm not going to... This will be the final time I speak about it during this window. Do you know, it's continuous questions and it's continuously the same answers. You know, Jimmy's... Hopefully we think he'll be involved tomorrow, which is good news for us all. We do feel that there is a little injury there. It might be a small hernia, which we've been led to believe. We're thinking going down that road now, but he'll still be playing. Jimmy's contractual situation is what it is. He's contracted to play for us till the end of the season. He's one of the only lads we haven't got under contract. We would like to secure Jimmy on a longer deal. At the minute, it's something that we can't agree on. Well, that's the way it is. You know, and one thing's for sure, Jimmy Ryan won't be leaving us in January unless, again, it's correct. If someone meets a valuation for any player, they'll leave. So managers can't sit in press conference and say he's staying with us till the end of the season. I can't tell you that about myself. I can't tell you that about Chris Taylor. I can't tell you that about the chairman. He might come in tomorrow and say I'm off. So anyone who says they can tell everyone what's going on is wrong. You know, we're a happy club. We're a very happy club. We're doing smashing in the league. We're doing okay in the FA Cup. Our fans are very happy. And the more we continue to keep our good players, the longer them fans will be happy.
So Ryan's got an injury issue then. How's everybody else ahead of the match tomorrow?
Very good. Manny comes into the squad. Obviously, Jimmy Ryan, we're hoping, or we think, is coming into the squad. He's trained a little bit this morning. We're just waiting to see now whether he reacts to that. Obviously, we've had a full bench from the other night. Ian Everett's getting near the fitness. So we're firing on all cylinders now. And it's great. It's a headache for me as a manager because I have to disappoint players. And it's one of the things I find the toughest thing about air management is the actual leaving players out. And not just the team, but when you have everyone fit off the bench, because I feel very lucky that our lads just work so hard and they all want to impress and do well. And when you have to leave one of them off the bench, it can be quite hurtful.
Given this fact that the squad is either coming back together or cooking on all cylinders, etc., and Drew Talbot is getting back into the swing of things, yeah. Are you happy for him to keep getting his game time here Or do you think that, you know, a month somewhere else for a bit to get up to speed might benefit him?
I think with the programme that we've got coming up, which is very, very, it's a heavy schedule, I think keeping players here is important. But Drew would be a little bit different than that because of the length of time Drew's been out. We've had a chat with Drew this morning and, you know, we're going to circulate Drew's name for availability for loan. Obviously, it'd have to be the right club and the right circumstances for us all. I think Drew just needs to get minutes on the pitch a bit more than anyone else. Mm. Obviously, we're not arranging bounce games as such or behind closed doors games because of the injuries we've had, etc. So Drew's only now waiting. I wouldn't have a problem playing Drew Talbot tomorrow. If I had to, I'd play Drew without a blink. I'd put him in right away. But on the flip side of that, the chances are I mightn't play him and he mightn't get on the pitch. So we must look after Drew at this stage. He's been out a long time and, you know, he's been a very, very much a part of what we've done at this club. He's an integral part of what we want to do. And whatever's right for Drew now over the next month, we'll do.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you've had the fixture chaos that you've had for various different reasons in the past month or so. Yet, perhaps more than anybody I can think of off the top of my head, fitness-wise, Chesterfield have been able to keep going and keep going. I mean, I know you mentioned the other lads here. Shane Nicholson's very much part of things. How pleased with that side of it have you become?
Wait till we get beat in a game or two. It'll be fatigue and tiredness.
Well, it's not, though, is it? Because, you know, we've seen for, what, 11 matches now? 12 matches?
I just think from your own career as a footballer, you know, the highlight of the week was playing. You know, nowadays with the modern-day footballers, we sort of speak about if we keep telling them tired, they'll end up believing they're tired. If you've got to play Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, as a club, we're happy with it. We enjoy it. We embrace it. You know, now and again, if your squad gets stretched like ours did at Gillingham, you know, that's the way it is. You know, but our lads look forward to games. We look forward to playing. You know, we look forward to playing in front of our supporters, both home and away. Our supporters are travelling in such numbers now that that seems to be growing. You know, so every game for us is a big game at the minute. We're, as I say, we're seventh in the league. You know, we're determined to try and pursue a playoff challenge. We mightn't do that. That's football. I'm not one of these managers who will say this is what we're going to do. But we're going to try and pursue it. We've got a great replay in the FA Cup now with the prospect of a even greater challenge after that. And again, we look forward to the Scunthorpe game. So, you know, while the games are coming, you know, we'll keep enjoying them. We'll keep doing our best to try and win football games.
It's going to be fascinating, isn't it? Because even from those that are in the final playoff spots down to 15th, I think, there's only 3 points between you.
It's just a very competitive league. I think that's the common denominator for everyone. You know, there's no such games. If you look at Crewe's form as of late and, you know, teams like that, you know, Walsall are on a great run. And a lot of the times people can be disrespectful to clubs because of the name. It becomes an easy thing to be able to say, well, they won't do so well or they won't. But them teams have got good players in and they're well managed. Dean Smith's done a fantastic job, hasn't he? At Walsall and obviously Steve at Crewe the same. So, you know, all in all, you don't play games where you think you'll be okay. You must meet every challenge and you can go five or six games without a win just as quickly as you can go five or six games unbeaten because every game there's fine margins in them.
So the next challenge for Chesterfield is Port Vale. Them right now then, how do you assess them?
Doing very well. I was lucky enough to watch them last Saturday against Gillingham. You know, again, Rob's gone in after Mickey. You know, he's picked the baton up. They're doing smashing. They can go above us in the league tomorrow, just what you're speaking about. We had a game not dissimilar a little bit ago with Bradford, where if we'd have won, we'd have gone above Bradford. Bradford have kicked on and done well from there. So every game's different and you've just got to keep going. You've got to manage your losses well because one thing for sure, we'll all have them. You know, and you've just got to keep putting the points on the board. And as I say all the time, come the end of the season, every team will finish where they deserve to finish.
Having seen them play last Saturday then, what are their key features?
They've got some good players, haven't they? You know, Rob's been obviously an international footballer himself, so he knows the game very, very well. You know, they're well set up. They've got attack and threats. Marshall, Ingesson, Dodds, Williamson. You know, they've got plenty of good options there. You know, Michael Brown in the middle of the pitch. They've got a very experienced campaigner who's been a great player in throughout his career. So, you know, it'll be a very difficult game for us tomorrow. But, you know, there's a good feeling around our club at the minute. And that's good as a manager because that comes off the back of what the supporters see on the pitch. You know, managers will try and create atmospheres at clubs. But at the end of the day, you can't kid supporters. You know, while our good vibe or good feeling comes on the back of what people are seeing, you know, the results at MK Dons were very good for the players, very, very good. You know, a lot of our supporters didn't think we could go down there and win again, and we done that well. You know, on the backside of that, the last time we were here, probably Bradford was one of our bit of a disappointment. We lost Sammy, sent off. So we know every game's difficult. You know, tomorrow will be a really good game, be a big crowd in again, and it's one we're looking forward to.